countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal, bringing 295,000 readers the latest farming news and the best of rural Ireland weekly. Countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Check out tens of thousands of technical articles on our new knowledge hub on farmersjournal.ie.
A very good morning to you. You are listening to Countrywide here on RTE Radio 1, and this is Mags McCarthy.
Mama said when I was three, girls got talent, wait and see. Mama, she believed in me. Time moved slowly on the farm, but the work never did me any harm, 'cause I kept on singing. I won't forget what she once said, you can't let all your dreams just live and die, babe, the way I did. I knew right then if life was fair, each of us would have our share. Mama, one day you'll see me there. No, nothing's gonna stop me till I make it to the Opry, 'cause I know there's always room for one more song. On stage with Garth and Dolly, I'll be there with everybody. Please, won't somebody listen to my song? The Grand Ole Opry's a place where I belong. Life teaches you out on the road, your pride weighs more than any load you carry, so carry on. I sang in bars for tips and meals, got taken in by crooked D's and heartbreaks I learned the hard way. Well, fame and fortune has its price, but I keep singing every night, and someday I'll see my name lights. No, nothing's gonna stop me till I make it to the Opry, 'cause I know there's always room for one more song. On stage with Garth and Dolly, I'll be there with everybody. Please, won't somebody listen to my song? The Grand Ole Opry's a place where I belong. No, nothing's gonna stop me till I make it to the Opry, 'cause I know there's always room for one more song. On stage with Garth and Dolly, I'll be there with everybody. Please, won't somebody listen to my song? The Grand Ole Opry's a place where I belong. The Grand Ole Opry's a place where I belong.
That was Mags McCarthy and her song Opry. What a beautiful voice you have, Mags. And you're very welcome to our studio here in RTE.
Thanks very much for having me, Marty. Delighted to be here.
Delighted to meet you. Now, normally on a Saturday morning, you'd be down on the family farm near Dripsy in County Cork. So what would you be doing?
Well, every morning I get up, I suppose, seven, and head out, and it's dry season now for the cows, so I literally be scraping down the cubicles and feeding the calves and feeding animals and, you know, doing whatever farmer is doing out there at the moment, looking after their animals and their herd. And I help out in the farm, whatever. It could be anything.
Tell me your life as a young girl growing up.
It's just, since I was very small, music and farming basically come together in our house. And growing up, you had buckets in your hand, you were picking stones, you were milking cows. I suppose when I was small, I was never left milk them because the cow could kick you. Like.
Yeah.
So, but feeding the calves, but music has always been part of my life as well. And I took up fiddle when I was 6 or 7. And I used to actually go over to the farm and play away to them because no one would probably want to listen to me at home. So they were like, go on away out there now and play your fiddle or sing away outside in the farm. So I was, a lot of times, to be honest with you, over in the yard, in the milking parlour. And when I was very small, I practiced a lot, like hours and hours a day. And in the evenings then after school, I used to run a lot. I used to, was into camogie, big time. So with everything, sport, music and farming, that has been my life growing up. My brothers, I have three older brothers and sister. They all play music.
And when did you realise, Mags, that you had this magnificent voice, beautiful voice, and that you had a dream?
Growing up, even in secondary school, all I ever wanted to do was music. So I used to perform on stage, and I suppose the audience, you know, used to give me encouragement, and that gave me better encouragement to go out and try and do the best I can. And so I got a call one day to join Rhythm of the Dance, and off I took off around the world. So that gave me a big boost, and then I realised, oh, this is something I really want to do.
And the song that we've just heard, Opry, is about that dream.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And trying and seeking to fulfil it.
Every country artist, I suppose, their dream wants to get to the Grand Ole Opry. And the song is about, please somebody listen to my song. And it's definitely tells a life story. And following someone's dream is very hard because you've a lot of obstacles along your way as you're getting out there in life. And so one day I decided, after coming back from touring with Rhythm of the Dance, I'm taking a career break from my secondary school teaching in Terence McSweeney and Knocknaheeny. They've been so good to me. And I said, I'm going to follow my dream and I'm going to get my two suitcases and throw in the fiddle. And off I went and struck off to Nashville. So I arrived down and they got off the airport, you know, taxi or whatever, out to the apartment. And I decided I'll take a stroll down Broadway. And I landed on Broadway. And when you actually stop and look at what's around you, there was musicians hanging out windows there. It's crazy the amount of musicians, singers, everyone that's there trying to follow their dreams and trying to do well in their music career. So I went home that night wondering, okay, where am I going to start? So anyway, to make a long story short as I can, it could be take a while. I started to meet people. Because I was a fiddle player, they respected me because I was a musician. And in Nashville, it's very much about the song, the musician. So one person would introduce me to somebody else. Then that person introduced me to more people. Then I was invited to play. Would you come out and play with us tonight? Can you come here? You're going to meet more musicians. And by the time I knew it, I was playing with A session musicians there, which are like people that would have played for the likes of Garth Brooks, Dolly Parton, Kenny Chesney, Reba McEntire. You know, all these amazing singers. So from there, then I got a band.
Right.
And we struck off around America, traveling 9,000 miles in a couple of weeks. I was sleeping with the truck with the lads. There was six of us at one stage in this GMC truck. I was seeing countryside. I was seeing places I'd never seen in my life. And I'd arrive to a station at 7 in the morning, next station 12 in the afternoon, next station 5 in the evening. I was traveling right across America. I was exhausted, but I met amazing people. It was great. You know, things started to really gain momentum for me, and it's all because of people I met.
Put this into perspective. When was this? What year was this now?
2016.
2016. So you were there how long?
2-3 years.
Two or three years building this up.
Yeah, building this
up.
So
I presume when it came to 2020 or the beginning of 2020, you had different ambitions for Mags McCarthy.
I know. Like us all, I suppose. Everyone in Ireland has been feeling it at the moment. I did. No one expected this COVID situation to happen. But I was talking to a man recently and he said, Mags, I feel bad that you can't go out to America and follow your dream. I said, you know what? I have my health. I have a house over me at home. I'm with my family. I have friends, neighbours around me that I absolutely love Dripsy. And that music will come back. I'm disappointed in some way that I've spent all these years trying to build up something and all of a sudden you can't go back to keep pursuing it at the moment. But Marty, that'll come back. I'm not worried about that. I don't ever worry about things like that. It's a blessing for me to wake up every morning. And you know, some people in Ireland are finding things very difficult. So for me, music, it'll always be there. I can play it to the calves, remember? I can go back and play it to the cows.
No problem. And they won't even respond. They'll just say, good, or moo.
There you go. Well, that's a good way of putting it. They'll never answer me back anyway. People think at home still think I'm half crazy. They're like, go back teaching. Look after yourself. But, you know, I suppose I'm enjoying life and doing the best I can. And yeah.
Now, you mentioned and you emphasised that it's important not just to be a great singer, which clearly you are, but also to be able to play. When did you start playing? Can you remember when you took up an instrument?
I started actually Irish dancing when I was 4. And from there, I took up the fiddle when I was 6. When I was small, I was always just practicing.
So how many instruments can you play?
I don't know if I'm a master at any, no, Marty, but like,
I'm don't be so modest, Mags. Lay it on the line here.
I don't know. I can play maybe 6 or 7.
That's fantastic.
But I love putting my hands on new instruments.
Now, you mentioned earlier that your parents weren't very musical, but your grandfather was, wasn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, my grandfather.
So
I
might have skipped a generation. Really.
Yeah.
Tell me about your granddad.
My granddad played the fiddle. He died when I was 1, so I don't remember him at all, yeah. Marnie. So he always played the fiddle. And even to this day, people would say, if he was only around, he'd be off with you. So the fiddle, it's 134 years old, Marnie.
Your granddad's fiddle?
Yeah. When I was about 16, I got it all done up. My mum and myself, we took it down to a fella and he got it done up for me and took all the woodworm that was in it out of it. And it's the fiddle, and it's gone now to 42 countries today. It's been all over the world.
Wow, 42 countries.
42 countries.
By any chance, did you bring it to the RT studio this morning?
Yeah, I did.
There you go. So by any chance, you're going to play a fiddle, a tune for us?
Yeah, I'm going to play you. It's a slow air. It's called A Shocking Farewell.
I'm looking forward to it. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Mags McCarthy. That was Mags McCarthy. We hope to have another song from her before the end of the programme. And you can check out all the information you need about her and her music on magsmccarthy.com.